It's coming tonight on Keener 13. Another WKNR Motown exclusive. This time, Stevie Wonder.
Bye-bye, baby. Oh, yeah.
Stevie Wonder visits the Scott Regan Show.
And remember that I'm crazy about you, and I can't live without you, and everything is all right, uptight, and out of sight. Yeah!
Come on, everything is all right.
It's another new Motown hit to be released next week, but you'll hear Stevie sing it for the first time tonight on WKNR.
Keener is all right, uptight, and out of sight. Now, bye!
Just one more reason Keener is... The arrival. Keener was there.
There's the plane. There it is. American Flyer, it says on the aircraft, this plane will be no further than 10 feet away from those kids. This is unbelievable. I have never yet seen a celebrity of any kind land this close to an audience.
We will be about 10 feet from them as they come out.
There's John Lennon.
There they are. There are the Beatles. The first one in is John Lennon.
Right there waving to the crowd. A nice smile on other faces.
George Harris, Paul McCartney, and standing atop the stairway is Ringo Starr.
The Beatles in Detroit, a WKNR exclusive. Interviews backstage with the Fab Four and highlights from the Detroit performances. Monday at 6 and 10 p.m. only on Keener 13.
Oh, yeah, and if anyone else says they talk to the Beatles...
Rubbish.
They've got nothing else to do, then, fellas.
The concert. Keener was there.
Right now, WKNR's Bob Green about to introduce to this mob here at Olympia Stadium the Beatles. Particularly quiet at the moment. It has not been throughout this afternoon and won't be starting in about 20 seconds from now. A cordon of Detroit's police lining the aisle here to bring the Beatles from their dressing room in back of Olympia. Bob attempted to get the crowd started down. Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles are at Olympia.
The Beatles in Detroit, a WKNR exclusive. Interviews backstage with the Fab Four and highlights from the Detroit performances. Monday at 6 and 10 p.m. only on Keener 13.
Oh, yeah, and if anyone else says they talk to the Beatles...
Rubbish.
They've got nothing else to do, then, fellas.
The press conference. Keener was there.
Guys, which artist or musical group do you think has most influenced your music?
Nicky Cuff. Nicky Cuff, I'd say. An early Elvis Presley.
In fact, the Detroit sound.
When Elvis was
in fact, yes. Tamla Motown artists are our favourites. The Miracles. The Impressions. Marvin Gaye.
Tam.
Very well. The Excitement.
Major Lambs. To name but 80.
The Beatles in Detroit. A WKNR exclusive. Interviews backstage with the Fab Four and highlights from the Detroit performances. Monday at 6 and 10 p.m. only on Keener 13.
Oh, yeah, and if anyone else says they talk to the Beatles...
Rubbish.
They've got nothing else to do, then, fellas.
Get ready, Motor City. As the stars of Motown visit the Scott Regan Show.
Do you have your harmonica?
Yeah.
All right. Now, what are you going to teach me?
Well, first of all, we got to get the key. The ah! Let's do that. Same.
W-K-N-R. Keener.
Wonder returns to Keener 13, and you'll be able to call and talk to Stevie tonight at 8. Part of the reason WKNR is
the Detroit Sound. WKNR. Keener 13.
Music. Hello. This is Dick Burton on the air every morning on Keener from 5 until 9. Goodbye.
Fly the nonstop sound of Keener 13, 9 to noontime daily on the Ted Clark Show. Right, Stella?
You said it!
Hi there, this is Jerry Goodwin, noon to 3 daily on WJNR, the best thing that ever happened to the Bob Green Show.
Let's discuss that later in the Keener commissary, okay, Jer? The Bob Green Show, 3 to 7 p.m. with all the Keener hits, only to be continued on the Scott Regan Show.
With much more music.
It's me, hello there. It's me, Rodney the Wonder Rodent. Reminding you to set your watch. It's 10 to 1 now.
Hello, everybody. Jim Jeffries all night long on WKNR. And Paul Cannon, Saturdays on Keener 13 with nonstop
music. That's our middle name, WKNR. Music. Keener 13.
Here's a wish from all the Keener key men of music.
Hi, this is Dick Burton.
And Ted Clark.
Hello there, this is Jerry Goodwin.
Hi, this is Bob Green.
Hi, this is Scott Regan.
Howdy, G. Michael Wilson.
Hello, Steve Robbins.
Dave Forster.
Hi there, this is Bob Harper.
And our wish for you, may 1968 be the year all your dreams come true. From all the guys at Keener 13.
Happy New Year!
It's happened again.
Oh, I didn't believe myself. In fact, it's unbelievable.
We have another winner.
Oh, I didn't believe myself. In fact, it's unbelievable. My name is Louis Markowitz of Detroit. I am 75 years old, and I am a great-grandfather. Also, a $208 winner in WKNR Keener Cash Game.
And how do you feel now, Mr. Markowitz?
Shocked.
On Keener 13, we have another winner!
Well, I was just contemplating whether or not to get out of bed this morning, and I heard the license number read over the radio, and I decided it's time to get up.
We have a third Michigan graduate in orbit. He's Mike Lasavage of Woodworth and Redford Township in orbit because he just won $187 on the Keener license plate game. Mike, what are you going to do with the money?
I'm sure I can find a good use for it. I can pay off my car insurance with it.
What about the rest of it?
I'll put it in the bank.
Why not? Mike's now a banker.
Desire to perpetrate generosity amongst the populace of the metropolitan area. WKNR announces.
See, we've done it again. Giving away more of your money. This time to Mrs. Helen Boyd of Ferndale. Mrs. Boyd, you've won $4,000 on Keener.
I still can't believe it.
But you'll believe $1,000.
I still can't believe it.
How about some old records?
I still can't believe it.
Mrs. Boyd, you aren't really going to take the $362 you've won from us, are you?
Yes, I will.
Sorry about that.
It happened once. It happened twice. Two happy winners in a row on Keener's Lucky License. The first winner was Mrs. Helen Boyd of Ferndale, who won $362.
I still can't believe it.
Thank you, Mrs. Boyd. I think we've already been through that. And then we had another winner soon after of $30.
Hi, this is Amy Revive of Detroit. I just won $30 on the Lucky License game. It sure pays to listen to Keener.
That makes over $5,000 in cash given to Keener Lucky License winners. And these last two winners on the Ted Clark Show.
A late memo from the boss. Ted Clark, see me immediately.
Yes, I will.
Take it from Keener 13, men. Wives can be beautiful. Now, Mrs. Mattis was overheard saying to Mr. Mattis,
"Call this number right away." They called our license number on the air, and I said, "What are you talking about?" I've never seen her so excited since we've been married.
See what I mean? Another lucky license winner on Keener 13.
This is Richard E. Mattis, and I am the winner of $139 in Keener's Lucky License.
Oh, wives can be beautiful.
I've never seen her so excited since we've been married.
Oh, hi there, Lucky License fans. This is J. Michael Wilson, and with me is Glenn Davis, recent winner of $238 on the Keener Lucky License Fun Game. Tell us, Glenn, what were you doing when you won the money?
Was it going to be on the radio?
Yeah, it'll be over the radio, Glenn. Tell me, what were you doing when you won the money?
Putting on a cause eating.
I see. Well, $238 is a lot of money, Glenn. What are you going to do with that $238, Glenn?
What, is this going to be on the radio?
I hope so, if we ever get it done. Glenn, what are you going to do with all that money?
I'm not for sure yet.
I see. Well, listen, Glenn, if you'd just be so kind as to read this little thing we have typed up here.
I'll be on radio, then.
Yeah, if you'll just read it, Glenn.
What time?
Just read it right now, Glenn.
Hi, this is Glenn Davis of Wayne, Michigan. Happy to announce I'm $238 richer on account of Keener Lucky License.
Okay, that's fine, Glenn, and may you and your $238 live happily ever after. And
I'll be on radio, then.
Yeah, I'm afraid you will.
In 1966, Detroit led the nation in collections for the St. Jude Research Hospital. We're looking to do it again this year.
Talking to Beth Balock, who's a chairman. You've taken on quite a job as a chairman. What made you decide to take on all this work for LSAC?
Well, last year I was co-chairman. My girlfriend was chairman.
Mm-hmm.
So I took her place this year.
Mm-hmm. We can go back to last year then. What made you become a co-chairman last year?
I guess I just wanted to help people.
Keener 13 wants you to be part of a team march. This is Bob Green asking you to call LSAC now. 849-1860.
If there's one thing that makes WKNR the most listened to station in Detroit, it's
the music.
No, it's
the
concept.
The DJ.
It's the concept.
The DJ.
I like the music.
The music.